Now we're going to hear from New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. Governor, you heard Greg's report just a moment ago. I'm not sure what you can do, but you've heard that all of these commuters now are either locked out of the Port Authority terminal or they're locked in and they can't get home to New Jersey. Any emergency measures being enacted, or can there be any?
Lori, good to be with you. This is a heck of a storm, and this was not predicted by any of the forecasts. But having said that, we opened up our Office of Emergency Management and activated the Emergency Operations Center at 7 a.m. this morning. So we're taking all of the steps that we can take. But this is without question taxing all the systems, roads, buses, trains, the whole shoot and match. I would just say to folks, if you're driving, go on ready.nj.gov. If you're on NJ Transit, a bus or a train, at Twitter at NJ Transit or njtransit.com. I think your colleague had the delays right. NJ Transit 30 to 60 on the buses, 60 to 90. We've got on the roads plows out aggressively trying to free this up. But I would just say to everybody, if you're inside, stay inside. If you're on the road, please be safe. And we're all going to need some patience tonight. We're getting clobbered. This is a lot deeper. It's lasting longer. And it's taxing all of the systems.
Some of the commuters listening to you might be saying, a website's not what I want to go to right now. Maybe they need help.
Yeah.
Do you know any emergency operations underway?
Oh, there's no question there are. Without question, we're trying to free up. We've got one line on NJ Transit, which is down, which is the Gladstone line. That was due to an accident. Amtrak has some signaling issues. But beyond that, there are delays in buses and trains. But we're doing our level best to keep the system rolling. On the roads, we're trying to free up with plows and aggressive treatment of the roads as much as possible. It's the first storm of the year, but our folks are out there. Again, there's no magic wand. I don't want people to think otherwise, but patience. And if you're in, stay in. If you're on the roads, be safe. And patience will be the watch word.
Governor, one of the problems in the city was that the plows didn't get out there in time. The storm came in so fast. So then the plows got stuck in traffic and couldn't get on the roads. Has that been one of the problems on 280 and other roads that got iced over?
Yeah, well, 280 and 78 also, Lori, have had some jackknife trailers and some accidents, which has complicated it. It depends on where you are in the state. I just got off the New Jersey Turnpike. I'm in the back of the I'm right behind our operations center right now, and the roads are here or moving. So it'll depend on where you are. Accidents and jackknives are clearly going to be an issue. And you're right, the storm came up fast. And so as good as our folks might be, you know, they're playing some amount of catch up here and trying to get out ahead of it.
We're going to have, or it seems that we're going to have, flooding issues tonight and tomorrow morning for the commute back in, assuming everybody gets home tonight. Any emergency plans in order for tomorrow morning's commute?
Yeah, so we don't have the full scope. The winter advisory is on until 4 a.m., and in some parts of the state, there's going to be something plus or minus 8 inches of snow. But you raise one of the two concerns that are still to be in our future. One is potential flooding, and secondly is power outages and down lines. So far on the latter, we've had very little. But I worry that with the nature of this snow and slush, it's heavy, it's getting colder, it's just dropped in our car here from 33 to 30. So people have to, please God, steer clear of any down lines. On flooding, we have to assess this as we get a better handle on how this looks through the night. We're going to have our storm cabinet. We met a couple hours ago. We're meeting again tonight at 8:30. We'll have a better handle, I think, at that point.
Okay, Governor Phil Murphy, thank you very much for the update.
And thanks for having me, Lori.
Okay.